I'm Maddie Gerald.
I'm Haley Drake.
Meet the stars of the Clay County Robotics team.
I'm in 8th grade now.
I'm going to be in 7th grade.
Gerald and Drake are showing off a 3D balsa wood frame they built from scratch. It uses water pumped through tubes to make a wooden clamp lift a block onto a platform.
The water gives it more stability whenever it's raised up.
Okay, so open.
This one makes it move forward.
Oh, let me set it up.
It takes a few tries to make it work, but the team is pretty worn out. They've been out in the hot sun all afternoon. That's because they're displaying their project at the Clay County 4-H Fair. They say it's changed a lot since they were younger.
Yeah, a lot more other things besides animals.
Yeah, before it was all about showing animals. Now it's kind of ventured out
into more activities focused on science, technology, engineering, and math, or STEM. State 4-H lead Renee McKee at Purdue University Extension says they've come a long way from their agricultural roots.
The 4-H program actually started because the universities wanted to teach corn production in new and different ways. And when you can't get the adults to pay attention, you give the grains of corn to their children and let's see who can grow the best corn. So we'll never move away from ag. But what that looks like in the future is far different.
4-H enrollment increased last year after a dip McKee says was caused by a small new annual fee. She says she hopes more STEM projects will keep that number going up. And no matter the activity, she says they'll always have a home at the fair.
The fair is more about fabric of community than it is solely about agriculture. Those people live and breathe for those fairs. Families travel home in the summer to go back to the fair that they experienced as a young person.
50 miles away at the much larger Hendricks County Fair, Brad Goodwin and his wife and kids are doing just that, checking out the 4-H cows across from food carts and a big carnival. Goodwin grew up raising 4-H sheep and cattle. Now he works in advertising and lives in Avon.
But it's always been important to bring the kids out to see the animals. They love animals. So we definitely want them to see that. And we talk about, you know, what I did as a kid.
Nearby, grain farmer David Brock is showing two sleepy Angus cattle with his son Andy, who's helped his father out as technology has gotten more important on the farm. These days, Brock says his son couldn't afford to become a traditional farmer even if he wanted to. But he says,
there's plenty of opportunities for them to be in the agriculture sector and make an awful good living. You know, learn the science of things and you know, then turn around and help us do what we're trying to do with new technology.
For other 4-H alumni, like 20-year-old Maddie Hayden, agriculture isn't in the cards. She used to drive into the country from suburban Plainfield to raise 4-H pigs. Now she's studying speech therapy at Purdue and calls 4-H the best thing she's ever done.
Coming to the fair and learning about agriculture or even being involved in it really teaches you another side of things.
Hayden's back at the Hendricks County Fair for the Celebrity Goat Milking Contest. She was their fair queen last year and the first to claim the state crown. Hayden's doing her best, but one wrong move and this patient mama goat will literally kick the bucket, sending milk flying everywhere. As for the robots, 4-H has those programs in 70 of 92 counties now. Though it won't replace the goats, they expect that number to rise. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Annie Ropeek in Danville.